From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. While many state lawmakers are busy with campaign season, that doesn't mean they've forgotten about some of the future policies they'll be crafting. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Committees are already meeting to begin looking at possible legislation for the next legislative session, which begins in January. A bipartisan group of lawmakers reviewing issues related to wildfires, mitigation, and forest health will meet on Monday. They've been on tours and will hear from experts such as the Colorado State Forest Service and state fire chiefs. The committee still has two more meetings before a final slate of bills will be revealed. A Water Resources Review Committee is also gathering on Tuesday to discuss a host of issues, ranging from well permits and inspections to how water diversion impacts the value of a water right. Later in the week, another group will examine mental illness in the criminal justice system. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
A program is underway in Colorado to retrain people who lost their jobs in the coal or oil and gas industry so they can get the skills they need to install solar panels. The Colorado Department of Labor and Employment has given a company based in Paonia a $400,000 matching grant as part of a program to help workers furloughed from other energy sector jobs that are in decline. And an Army sergeant based at Fort Carson has died in a non-combat-related incident in Afghanistan. The U.S. Defense Department says 36-year-old Staff Sergeant Christopher Wilbur died Friday in Kandahar. The exact cause hasn't been released. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.